You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Thanks to all of you who sent nice text through on Nick Larkey. Yeah, what a genuinely great guy he is. And the text machine has blown up after that. By the way, our AFL updates today are thanks to RJ Sanderson and Associates, their accountants and taxation specialists. Take the stress out of tax. And Sammy Edmonds has been good enough to join me for an all sports update for a McCafe coffee catch up as well. The new Macca's surprise fries are available. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize. Where are you, Sammy? Great to have you on.
Oh, Pop, great to be here. Love the Suva. Anytime we hear from him, he's a good time. Well, what a weekend of sport it was. My head is still spinning. The NBL finals, the Grand Prix as well, all the footy on top. What a magnificent sporting weekend it was in Melbourne.
It was, and the NBL, will it go to five?
I hope so. That clearly, I mean, the NBL have been, how fortunate have they been with this series that they've been given here between the Jack Jumpers and Melbourne? And if it was to go to five and you get another Jackie's Invasion, that was a great sideshow ahead of the game yesterday, would be fantastic. We'll just top off a great season in the NBL. Will it get there? Well, Thursday game four will tell us everything. Of course, that's when we next go back in a battle on this one, Dwayne, 7:30. The tip-off down at My State Bank Arena. I think it's what the season deserves. Just keep the ball out of Jack McVay's hands at the end if she's close.
And the Grand Prix, 450,000 got there in the end?
452,055 to be precise, Dwayne, which is a new attendance record up from the 444 last year. Carlos Sainz, Charles Leclerc, that was the Ferrari 1-2 off the top. So Lygon Street was absolutely pumping. It was Bring Your Ferrari night down at Lygon Street last night, Dwayne. It was pumping down there. Lando Norris third, Oscar Piastri fourth. There was the team order to change positions, which no one liked. But there were pit stop strategies at play there, tyre health and all the rest of it. But the bottom line is, I think now second only to Silverstone in terms of most attended Grand Prix on the calendar. 24 race circuit it is. We're only one of seven street circuits. So, gee, the popularity has never been higher, and we might be coming for the Brits in terms of most attended GP of the season.
Yeah, done a good job with it. Well, I asked Travis Old on the program last week, he's running the Grand Prix, about why no track walk after for the fans for the first time ever and whether it's going to return. And the threat of a loony or an invader or someone, you know, doing something or a protester or whatever is live and well right now. And the AFL, obviously, with the invader, have this to address. I hope we have a pretty big penalty here for the pitch invader. When will we find out?
Well, they're still working through it. I checked with them just before joining you, Dwayne. They're still working through to what degree they will punish this brazen Adelaide Oval pitch invader. This is going back, of course, to Friday night, the Cats and the Crows. Now, the Adelaide Oval as a venue, Dwayne, they've banned him from attending games for 3 years, but the possibility of a life ban from all games remains with the AFL. They were weighing that up strongly over the weekend and are still doing so now. So regardless of where it lands, it is going to be longer than the 3 years, I think it's fair to say, in terms of attending all AFL fixtures. For that particular gentleman going back to Friday night. But yeah, you mentioned the Grand Prix. The signs around the track actually having gone across the last couple of days about not entering the track at the conclusion of the race were replayed every 10 minutes, I think, because clearly the FIA here, and Travis Old would have told you this, have deemed it not appropriate at the moment, but not forever. So if we've been given a good behaviour bond of sorts, Dwayne, and if we can show that we can have nice things, then perhaps it'll return.
Yeah, there's always the one or two wrecking it for the rest of us who think we deserve nice things. Travis Cloak, what's the latest there?
Yeah, they're still working through that as well. Very strange situation, wasn't it? We've seen it all many times over now. The Essendon runner going out. It's an incident of sorts, if I can call it that. Taking a hands-on approach, wasn't he, Big Travis, to Essendon players, thankfully, involved in that scuffle back on Saturday night and what was a feisty occasion against the Swans. Didn't partake in any involvement with the Sydney players, just more hands-on with the Essendon players. I don't know if this goes anywhere, to be honest with you, Dwayne, and this is just me hypothesising here. The AFL officially, their official line is that they're still working through it, but I'd be absolutely staggered if there was a fine. Maybe this is just a reminder of sorts to perhaps your obligations as a runner, regardless of who you're running for.
And a couple of tribunal cases, or one at least. Will we get another one? And the Melbourne injuries as well on the agenda.
Now, we've certainly got two. So we've got Peter Wright sent directly there. This is the rough conduct against Harry Cunningham. We know careless, severe and high. Some memory loss for Harry Cunningham in that incident, and obviously in the concussion protocols. Looking at least a four-match ban, I think it's fair to say, Peter Wright, the AFL weighing up, Dwayne, whether they push for that. Perhaps even as long as 5 weeks. They haven't ruled that out at this stage. As we know, tribunal changes now over the off-season deem the historical cases in previous seasons irrelevant. So anything that anyone brings up from years gone by is irrelevant. The only guide here is that Sam Pell-Pepper at the 4 weeks earlier this year, Jimmy Webster, even though it's very different from that, seven. So it's not going to go north of seven, clearly, and maybe closely aligned to the Sam Pell-Pepper incident. The other situation we've got is that Max King is up before the tribunal as well because Kilda have chosen to challenge that one. And this is curious, Dwayne, because it's a one-match rough conduct ban for the bumper on Finn McRae. Now, it was medium impact and high contact that got the trigger for the one-match ban because it was medium impact. But the Saints are preparing to argue, and they're formalising their approach here on the impact, given McRae played on without any issue. But I just wonder if there's an avenue here, Dwayne. In the AFL Tribunal guidelines, it does state pretty clearly the potential to cause injury must also be factored into the determination of impact, particularly in the following cases. And it goes on to mention high bumps, particularly with significant head contact. So they've done their very best, the AFL, to close all the possible loopholes they can for incidents such as this. But the Saints are prepared to roll the dice on their marquee forward.
What's the space? Because I'm curious to know which way this is going to go as well. Hey, and are the scans for May and Lever done yet?
They are. So Melbourne have dodged. I would have thought they've dodged a pretty significant bullet here. I think if you had given them this outcome at the final siren at the weekend, they absolutely would have run to the hills with it. So Stephen May and Jake Lever. Now, the full toll of May's nasty collision with Marby Orchol of the Hawks is officially two cracked ribs. And a crack in, Dwayne, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but it's called the transverse process. It's the bony projection on either side of the vertebrae. So a serious injury, and yet the Demons are hopeful May might only miss the one game. Now, that's Port Adelaide this Saturday night. There's no lung puncture. His availability will be based basically on pain management. Now, you'd imagine he'd be a pretty sore boy today, but they'll see how that unfolds throughout the week. Jake Lever's innocuous knee injury has had a similarly positive outcome for him. So the intercept specialist is dealing with minor soreness, an irritation of the joint under the kneecap, the head of football, Alan Richardson, said. So every chance to play this week against Port Adelaide, subject to how he comes up this week at training. And if he does miss the power, then you'd imagine that would be the only game he missed. Now, what about Harrison Petty? He's had one game back. Now might need to be shifted back to defence as well to cover for May, potentially Lever as well. So Melbourne looking good otherwise, though. 3-1 against the Hawks, they improved too.
Are you doing Sports Day tonight?
We are indeed. And on this North Melbourne Membership Day, Dwayne, great to hear from the Suva. We've got the coach, Alistair Clarkson, at 6:30. So looking forward to having a chat to Clarko.
And yes, I have heard about the transverse process because you've got Jared Healy with you tonight. And Jared has spoken about the transverse process quite a bit. I think that's what it's called, as you mentioned. I'm looking forward to tonight. Sammy, I'll be hearing you there. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Dwayne.
Sam Edmund with Jared Healy and Kane Corns and Alistair Clarkson tonight. Joining me for a McCafe coffee catch-up, Macca's new surprise fries, peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize. Plenty still to come, including what's been lost in the wash after the break.